When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
6 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that will do it. The Shikellamy Braves, for the first time since 1979, will win a district title.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, right around noon today, word got around that this game would have a change of venue. And it did. Welcome to the Shikellamy Fieldhouse of the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium as Shikellamy takes on Sealands Grove. A swap of venue makes Shikellamy the home team and Sealands Grove the road team tonight in a game that has so many implications. District implications for the District 4, 6 in seeding. Shikellamy right now hovering on that 3-4 spot. Sealands Grove in the two spot would like to stay there. And of course, Heartland Conference, it's a big one in the conference as well, and Sealands Grove is in the hunt for the top spot after blowing out Jersey Shore on Saturday night and then coming from behind by 20 on Monday night against the Williamsport Millionaires in a non-conference game. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie and several hundred of our friends and neighbors from the near side of the river and the far side of the river. A full student section tonight, Chief. It is going to be a loud game. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it sure is, Kevin. Everybody looks forward to this game. And again, you got to throw out all the records when we're dealing with this game. And right now, Sealands Grove is playing very well, Kevin. They had a little rough start. They were having some trouble scoring, but right now they've been beating some good teams, and they gave Williamsport a lot on the other night, and down by 20 at one point and came back and lost by a couple.
You know, they actually took Jersey Shore to the mercy rule midway through the third period on Saturday night. But you would think because of that, you would have a lot of guys scoring double figures. And right now, Reese Noggle, the guard, the only guy in double figures scoring, averaging 11, Gavin Bastion, averaging 8 points a game.
Yeah, and that's something that Reese Noggle has come a little farther. When he started, he wasn't shooting the ball, from what I understand. Talking to a couple of parents, and in the last couple of games, he has just started to deliver. And he had I think he's been in the 20s a couple of times. And, you know we're looking at Gavin Bastion, who's a great athlete. I mean, he had to fill in at quarterback this year and then from his wide receiver spot. But then he went back to wide receiver and a great year for Sealands Grove in the football field. He plays well all the time. And they've got nice size, too. They've got 6'7 and 6'6.
Yeah, one of those big guys is the center, Val Barilero, and he is a very, very dangerous rebounder inside. We were talking about Noggle, Reese Noggle with three dunks in the game against Jersey Shore. That's a shocker right there. Four dunks in that game altogether as Blake Haddon, the forward, got into the dunk fest. He's also one guy that is one of those 6'4", 6'5", kind of guys that not only can play inside but also can play outside as well and will shoot a three if you leave him open.
Well, they're going to present problems for Shikellamy. Shikellamy always plays well on defense, but at the offensive end, they've struggled, and Sealands Grove could give them some problems there.
Shikellamy really has had a lot of issues here in consistency here for this early part of the season, and most of the issues have been when they have not been patient on the offensive side of the ball. They're going to have to be patient tonight and look for the open shot.
They also have to make sure that when they're taking some of those shots, Kevin, that they've got some people under the basket. And we've seen them get down the court, make one pass, and somebody throws up a three-pointer and there's nobody there. It's fine when it goes in, but even though I think they've had 61 three-pointers, they haven't shot that great from beyond the arc. So
Matter of fact, shooting 36% from outside three-point land and 43% from outside the two-point area. Remember earlier in the, about 2 weeks ago, earlier in the month of January, this team was 45-40.
Yeah, and it's just been one of those aspects of their game that they, you know, in order for their offense to work, the guards are going to have to shoot three-pointers. And when I'm talking about guards, I'm including Mason Dietrich in there too. But that opens things up. The other thing is they got to try to dribble penetrate against Selins Grove. And from watching the junior varsity game, it looks like Selins Grove will probably play them man-to-man. And that'll mean that they're going to have to take their guy to the bucket and hopefully not run into anybody else. But if they do, you got people on the perimeter, and then those people have to commit to the shot and make it.
Shikellamy's JV with a win earlier tonight against Selins Grove. Varsity match is coming up next. So is Bill Ziegler. We'll chat with him inside the locker room when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC. Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop at our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves as we swap sites tonight and have a home game for Shikellamy against the rival across the river, Selins Grove. A team, you know, both these teams know each other very well from playing in the summer, playing in different leagues together. What can you show that you haven't, that maybe Selins Grove hasn't seen, and vice versa?
Well, you know, we're going to play a lot more zone tonight than we normally do against them. You know, we're pretty vanilla in the summer. You know, just try to get better as a team. And, you know, they're going to play zone too. So I think this is going to be more of a slow it down type of game tonight. And, you know, whoever executes better is going to have the better chance of winning.
Well, zone means somebody's got to get in there and rebound when those outside shots come in, and that's going to be a challenge with the height that Selins Grove has. How do you match up with that?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why we're playing zone, because, you know, our big three underneath are 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", and they start four kids over 6'3". So, you know, their size is definitely their advantage, and their coach has put them in a zone. And, you know, go ahead, you know, they run that 2-2-1 press and, you know, try to trap you with 6'3 and 6'4 kids and make you shoot over their length. So, you know, they're going to be, you know, a handful tonight. We just got to, you know, make good decisions. And, you know, if they run out of shot, fake and settle for the two-point shot and not just live on the three-point line.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We talk about this every time we talk about a team playing zone. It's going to be patient and trying to work the ball around. Is that something you talked about in practice getting ready for this one?
Yeah, you know, we talked about that. You know, we there's no shot clock, so we don't, you know, if it takes us a minute to get the shot we want, we need need to be disciplined enough and realize that's what we should do. I think if we come out and we just start firing long shots over bigger kids, that's definitely not our advantage.
And the key there is if you end up with that long shot, somebody's got to be underneath the rebound. What can you do to try and crash the boards a little bit more?
Well, you know, with them playing a little bit of zone, it's harder to box out against the zone just because, you know, if you have two guys in your area, you know, which one do you box out? So, hopefully we can, slash to the basket and get some rebounds that way tonight.
Bill, we'll talk to you after the game. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy setters in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Getting ready for tonight's rivalry matchup between the Shikellamy Braves and the Selinsgrove Seals. Seals in their road royal blue and red with white stripes, white lettering, and the red shading. Shikellamy in their home white tonight with the maroon and blue stripe down the side, the navy blue numerals with maroon shading, and the navy blue shading with maroon letters across the front. Shikellamy student section in black tonight. Selinsgrove student section in white tonight. That gives you the scene here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. Let's give you the starting lineups. First, for the Selinsgrove Seals, 6'3 junior guard Reese Noggle. Noggle averaging 11 points a game. He's a 73% free throw shooter on the year. Gavin Bastion, the senior, he's a 6-foot senior. Bastion averaging 8 points a game and a 61% free throw shooter. Valentino Barilero, he is a 6'7 senior. Barilero averaging 2 points a game and is a 14% free throw shooter. He has really struggled, to say the least, here this year from the line. Blake Haddon, the senior forward, averaging 8 points a game, a 57% free throw shooter for the 6'5 senior forward. Spencer George, he is a 6'3, they'll call him center, but he's more like a forward center. He plays, averages 7 points a game and a 43% free throw shooter on the year. Again, it's Noggle, Bastion, Barilero, Haddon, and George. For the Shikellamy Braves, coming in at 4-7 on the season, 0-2 in conference play. The Braves will have Cam Leonard getting the nod tonight, the 5'11 junior guard, averaging 11 points a game, a 59% free throw shooter. Ryan Williams, the 5'11 junior guard, averaging 9 a game, 62% free throw shooter, leads the team in steals, assists, points off turnovers, blocks, and charges. Asher Moyer, the 6'1 sophomore forward, averaging 5 a game, a 45% free throw shooter, leads the team in blocks. Also getting the nod tonight is Mason Dietrich, a 6-foot senior guard. Dietrich averaging 14 points a game, leads the team there, a 69% free throw shooter, and they rebound. He is the leading rebounder. Brady Wilson, a 6'2 forward. Wilson is averaging 4 points a game and tied for the team in rebounds at a 40% free throw shooter. Again, for the Braves, it's Williams, Leonard, Moyer, Dietrich, and Wilson. Opening tip when we return from Shikellamy in the Phil Lockhoff Gymnasium on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glick's is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glick's because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glick's too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glick's.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Back at the Phil Lockhoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, getting ready for tonight's matchup between the Seals and the Braves. Selinsgrove coming in averaging 48 points a game, giving up 44 points a game, shooting 53% from the foul line as a team. Braves coming in shooting 59% from the foul line as a team. They are shooting 43% from the two-point area and 36% from the three-point area. Makes them 41% overall, averaging 54 points a game and giving up 53 points a game. For the first time all year, Chief, the Braves are actually averaging more points than they're giving up, which is a step in the right direction for your offense. Would you agree?
I really wasn't paying attention. Yes, I agree with you. I thought I'd pull one of you's your situation.
I'm sorry, Chief, I wasn't listening.
I agree 100% with you, Kevin. If you outscore your opponents, there's a good chance that you might win the game.
You're usually feeling pretty
usually
good about
feeling
yourself.
Pretty good about that.
Well, Selinsgrove comes in at 7-5 on the season. Shikellamy at 4-7. Right now, Central Mountain is the number one seed at a perfect 10-0. Selinsgrove has not played Central Mountain yet.
Tonight, I think.
Well, it wouldn't be tonight.
Saturday. Shamokin plays Central Mountain tonight.
That is correct.
So, I'm sorry.
I believe you are correct there. Belfont, by the way, is the 3 seed at 4-6. Shikellamy would be the 4 seed at 4-7. And again, that could flop either way between the 3 and 4 between Belfont and Shikellamy. And don't forget, Those two teams will match up later this year as well here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. That could decide where you go for the opening night, whether you go up the Central Mountain or head to Sealands Grove.
So true.
All right.
Kevin, I have Steve Jacoby's name, I have Corey Hauser's name, and I have Wahoo McDaniels as the other official. I always known him as Shorty McDaniels. I can't remember his first name, but we've got a veteran crew here tonight officiating.
No question. 8 minutes on the clock. Both teams have had their introductions. And it's Williams, Leonard, Moyer, Dietrich, and Wilson. Noggle, Bastion, Barilero, Haddon, and George. And there you have it. We are ready to go here at the Phil.
The Phil.
The Phil. Haddon on one side, Dietrich on the other. McDaniels puts the ball in the air. It is tipped and controlled by the Braves and Williams. Williams will have it far side. Quick three, Leonard, short, no good. Tip in, no good by Dietrich. Moyer has it on the floor, in some trouble, and hits the baseline out of bounds.
Well, great rebound. Of course, we had Mason kept the ball alive, and then Asher grabbed it, but he had three trees around him, and he had nowhere to go, Kevin. So he tried to pivot his way out of it, and he stepped on the end line.
Noggle on the far side, Haddon on the near side against his 2-3 zone. Barilero with the basketball, now to Haddon. Haddon goes between the circles, moving to the left. In the hands now of Bastion, back to Haddon. Haddon now with 7:22 to go, finds Barilero in the corner. Now at the foul line. They'll find Bastion. Bastion up and in the first two of the night.
That was too easy. I mean, he got the ball at the high post, and all he did was take a look at the basket and went for the layup.
Wilson went up, and Haddon blocks it with a forearm out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
Elbow, maybe.
Could be.
That's pretty good. That's getting up there, Kevin.
That's definitely getting some elevation. Williams sends it inside to Wilson. Wilson loses it, gets it back. Leonard now on the far side. Dietrich, top of the key, puts it on the floor, bounces it to Leonard on the far wing. Near wing Williams in the corner now, moving baseline is Moyer. Back out to Williams. Long pass, far side, three, Leonard short. Wilson with a rebound. Wilson back up, and that might have been goaltending, but there was no call. Barilero looked like he got his hand in the cylinder.
Well, he got the hand in the net, and that's just as good. We got a timeout here, coached by Sealands Grove. 30 seconds.
Sealands Grove and Kaiser will take the timeout. 6:39 remaining with this 30-second timeout. 2-0 in favor of the Seals. It didn't change the outcome of the shot. I don't think the shot was going in anyway.
No, it
but
did
the
not.
Hand was definitely in the net.
Well, Brady was trying to get up as high as he can. And, of course, when you do that, a lot of times you force the ball out of your hand a lot stronger. That ball was going to hit the bank bar too hard and not go in. I think that Justin Kaiser called timeout because the Braves have been getting some offensive boards and they've been moving the ball well against the zone. And so he probably had one to talk to him a little bit about it.
Now, the Braves did move the ball around a little bit, but again, shooting those threes, not really what Bill Ziegler wanted to see, but they have been open threes.
Cam's been open twice. He just hasn't made any.
George inside, passes tip. Barilero has it for a minute. Now he'll get it outside to Noggle. Near wing, Haddon three with a hand in his face. In and out, no good. Rebound by Bastion. Bastion will bounce it to Haddon inside. Haddon finds George in the low box. He comes up short. Tap out. Bastion can't save it in front of the Shikellamy student section. It'll be Braves basketball.
The one thing that Shikellamy can hope for is that Sealands Grove doesn't not get hot. All right. It looks like Luke, number
Pietsu.
Three. Yeah.
Pietsu's in the game for Barilero. And again, the 2-2-1 that we heard Bill Ziegler talk about in the pregame. Leonard, far side, finds Wilson. Wilson now goes opposite box to Moyer. Moyer tied up by George, held ball call.
It's possession arrow goes to the Seals. You know, Coach Ziegler's telling Brady Wilson, why didn't you shoot the ball? You know, you pass the ball in the paint like that, there's just too many bodies there. You might as well take your chances trying to get it up on the rim.
Pietsu in the corner now finds Noggle. Noggle now gives it out to Bastion. Bastion blocked by Moyer, but Moyer picks up a wrist foul. Well, team foul number one on the Braves.
Right now, Bastion has been what I would call the most aggressive offensive player for the Seals. He has gotten the ball twice now, and he has taken the ball to the basket. Once he made the layup, this time he got fouled.
Bastion on the shooting foul goes too long with that one. No good. Bastion, a 61% free throw shooter coming into tonight. They'll have another opportunity from the line. That one is good. 3-0 in favor of Sealants Grove. 5:43 remaining in the first.
Again, the Braves off to a slow start offensively, but so are Sealants Grove.
And in the corner, in trouble, is Leonard. Leonard almost loses it. Finds Moyer. Moyer dribbles up the side. Runs into George. No whistle. Wilson throws it into the hands of Noggle.
Yeah, he just handed it to Noggle.
Noggle with the basketball to Pietsu.
Good pressure by Sealants Grove on the defense.
Good steal there by Leonard. Picked up by Dietrich. 2-on-1. Dietrich shot blocked by Pietsu.
And a great block. Great block by Pietsu that time. Luke just went up with him and blocked it out of bounds. It will be the Braves ball underneath their basket.
Leonard with the inbound with 5:12 to go. Now to Williams. Back to Leonard. Open three-corner. Got it. Tied at three. You kind of saw it coming.
You know, that's a play everybody runs. Everybody runs that corner play, and everybody gets a good look at it.
And that was a good look. Leonard now 1-for-3, and a travel by Pietsu. He did move the pivot foot.
I have a little added interest in Luke because his mother was my daughter Nikki's best friend in high school, and they played on one heck of a good basketball team back in 1991. They won districts, and they won the first round in states, too.
Wilson with the basketball, now to Leonard on the far side. Leonard jump stop, finds Moyer. Moyer fights his way inside, draws the foul.
Boy,
that's what Moyer needed to do there.
Yeah, but, you know, he just is like a bull in a china closet and puts that ball on the floor and goes. And that time, number 32, Blake Hatton got in his road, and he ended up fouling him.
And the left-hander misses the first. He has struggled from the line. A 45% free throw shooter. Braves looking for their first lead of the night with 4:41 to go in the first, all tied at three. Left-hander spins, puts it up, pushes it too far. Haddon tips it, saves it from going out of bounds, gets the rebound. That was really close to the sideline. The official right there on the baseline. Near side, Bastion to Haddon between the circles with 4:30 to go, tied at three. Now Pietsu on the wing to Bastion. Back to Pietsu on the near wing, guarded by Dietrich in the 2-3. Noggle, far side. Haddon thinks about a three, drives in. And Wilson got a hand on that one and might have deflected that one enough to get it out of the cylinder. It rimmed in and out. Rebound for the Braves.
Well, Blake took it to the hoop. He just didn't get it up on the rim high enough.
Far side, Dietrich now to the far wing to Leonard. Leonard tries to get it inside. Now to the foul line, Wilson. Wilson to Dietrich. Dietrich drives in, and a foul coming on Pietsu.
That's what you got to do, Kevin. If they're going to sit back in that zone, you see a crease between the wingman and the guy in the low box, you got to go after him, and that's exactly what Mason did.
Foul number two on Sealands Grove. Pietsu's first. That'll put Dietrich to the line. A 69% free throw shooter. And that one will put him over 70. Seals will make some changes as well as Tyler Swineford comes in for George. Bastion will come out and Nate Cataldi will come in.
Well, one thing we noticed Mason has done in the last couple of basketball games, he's become very aggressive on the offensive end.
Dietrich rattles around, sits on the back of the rim and gets the hometown roll. Shikalimi up 5-3 with 3:50 to go here in the first.
One thing the Braves have done, Kevin, is they have not gotten into a running battle with Sealants Grove, and I think that's where Sealants Grove could be very dangerous on the fast break transition game.
Haddon between the circles down to the right side and over to the far corner to Noggle. Now to the top of the key, swinging around to Pietsu on the far wing. Near side, Noggle puts it on the floor. They're trying to find it inside. They'll go to Haddon on the far wing. Now almost over and back by Cataldi. It was close. And Moyer steals it away. Haddon gets it back to Pietsu. Pietsu loses it, gets it back, feeds it outside. Looking for a deep three was Noggle. He decides against it.
That's good defense by both teams, Kevin.
Haddon now with a left hand.
Nice pass.
Underneath, low box to Swineford.
I think that got blocked by the rim.
And I think it did, too.
That was a great pass by Blake Haddon to an open Swineford. He just missed the layup.
Long possession for the Seals, but they come up with nothing. Wilson with it, now gives it to Williams with 2:48 remaining. Williams between the circles, guarded by Noggle. And they'll find now Dietrich. Dietrich gets free, goes up high, no good. Rebound Dietrich, low box, ripped out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball as Barilero will come back in. And Xavier Fashaw now checking in for Dietrich. And Haddon will come out for Selins Grove.
Again, Mason Dietrich's exceptional quickness got him a second look at the basket. But again, good defense by Blake Morgan.
There's a block by Barilero on Wilson. That's about the fourth block already tonight.
Head fakes, ball fakes. If you just go up,
got to get them off the feet.
You're going to end up, that ball's going to be a sandwich all night long for you.
You got to get them off their feet. You're right. Moyer tipped that one out for Williams and just threw it right over his head out of bounds with 2:27 to go.
He never had control of the pass, and he tried to bring it back out to Ryan Williams and threw it out of bounds.
5-3 right now. Shikellamy leading Selins Grove with 2:20 to go. Swineford with a basketball. He'll come near wing to Cataldi. And a whistle underneath the basket.
That's going to be on one of the Braves.
That's going to be on...
is it Williams?
Williams,
yeah.
Yep.
He's had a pretty tough task. He's been playing inside against some of the bigger guys and get a little elbow in the back.
Now, this is going to be a big test for Logan McAllister coming into the game now. He's going to go up against Barilero as Wilson comes out, rather. And also coming out, Dietrich will be in and Leonard out. With the basketball now, it's Noggle. Noggle sends it inside to Barilero. Barilero kicks it back out to Pietsu. Pietsu puts it on the floor. Left side, deep three, Cataldi. No good. Tip around by McAllister. Picked up by Moyer. Here comes Moyer with a two-on-one. Throws it up off the window. Offensive foul.
He's got it under control. Now, that's his second foul, Kevin. That one, he just went right into the guy. And
Wilson's got to come back in now.
When you're going to get that off. Everybody says, well, the guy was moving. Well, Asher was out of control, and when you're out of control like that, you're not going to get the
ball.
You don't get
the benefit of the doubt.
You're going to end up getting the offensive foul called on you.
Bastion over the right side to Pietsu. Back to Bastion on the wing. Minute 35 to go inside to Barilero. He draws a double team. Wilson tips it, and Pietsu comes up with it, but Wilson will pick up the foul.
Well, Brady Wilson didn't get much of a blow on the bench, did he, Kev?
No, he did not.
Maybe about 20 seconds at the most.
And Cam Leonard ready to check back into the game now for Williams, who gets his first breather of the game.
Do you notice on defense how much Ryan Williams was down in the low box?
Not necessarily the place that he normally goes.
No, but he's been down there trying to help out.
Nice pass to Barilero, and McAllister will pick up the foul.
You penetrate the zip middle, okay? Get somebody in, beyond the foul line. People are going to be drawn up to block your shot, and people are going to be open. And that time, Barilero was open. He just got fouled and did not make the shot.
Barilero has really struggled from the line this year, and he continues to struggle, shooting 14%. Right now, it's 5-3 with a minute 24 to go here in the first period. It's almost like a Selins Grove Shikellamy wrestling match right now. Second one up, that one no good. Wilson has it and tips it to McAllister. He'll find Fashaw. Xavier loses the ball, stolen away by Bastion. Bastion now bringing it the other way, goes into the corner with it, and a travel on Cataldi.
Well, Nathan, again, the victim of your feet go a couple of different ways before you put the ball on the floor. Sometimes I don't know if it's a walk all the time, but, you know, 90% of the time the officials are going to call that on you, Kev.
So Gabe Paul Hamus, the senior, coming in at guard now. He'll check in for Cataldi.
Here we got a little bit of a full-court press, Kevin. They're going to double-team as much as they can.
And the Braves are the two-point lead with one to go. They find Fashaw, set up the offense. And that time Leonard had it, lost it. Now he's in trouble. And
3 seconds.
3 seconds, yep. He just spent too much time trying to break that triple team.
A lot of times the official gives you the benefit of the doubt if you're in there, if you're trying to get out. They're not going to call the 3 seconds. But that time, that did not happen.
Far side. They bounce it in for Barilero. Tipped out by Williams. And again, that's Williams in the low box, well, as you were talking about earlier. Ryan, Noggle comes in.
Ryan's job is to make sure that if anybody gets the ball down low, that he doubles them up, tries to get in front of them and take the ball away.
Well, Hamus inbounds. He'll find Bastion. And they'll set the offense as Noggle now has it for the final 41 of the first period. 5-3, a Selinsgrove Grove 3 is the only thing from the floor. Barilero with an offensive foul. Williams takes the charge. That'll be his fourth of the season.
Something about when you're 6'7 and you knock a guy 5'10 down.
It's not going to look good.
That's not going to look good to anybody. So he does pick up his first foul.
Haddon and George coming back into the game for Selinsgrove. And Barilero will come out along with Swineford. Now the Braves have a chance to extend their lead with 33 seconds to go here in this first period. Here comes Fashaw, left side, finds Dietrich. Dietrich double-teamed, in trouble, and he traveled.
There's two things you've got to remember. The ball goes right across court. They're going to double as soon as you bring it across the half-court line. If you throw it in the corner, they're going to double it. So you got to get rid of it before they get a chance to do it. That time Mason got two guys around him and just couldn't get rid of the ball.
Haddon with the basketball on the far, on the near wing. Top of the key, three for Paul Hamus, no good. Wow, did Xavier Fashaw get up? He finds Leonard. Leonard got bumped, no call. William Wilson with a rebound, puts it up, and he'll get the call.
That was a foul before, Kevin. I mean, Cam Leonard took a heck of a bolt shot there, all right, from number 40. Spencer George, and no foul was called, and I think maybe Grady got the rebound, and his foul might have been kind of a makeup there.
Second foul on Haddon as Wilson comes to the line, a 40% free throw shooter. He misses the first. Paul Hamus will come in now, so Haddon doesn't pick up his third. 3.1 to go, stuck at 5-3.
Pietsu came in.
Second one is good. Braves up now 6-3 with 3.1 to go. Pietsa will inbound. He'll find number four, Noggle. Noggle with a half-court shot, no good. At the end of one, a double off the wall, scored three. And Shikellamy leads it 6-3 at the end of one. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. We were just talking here during the break with our official, Mr. McDaniel. He said the reason that wasn't goaltending when we talked about the hand in the net, the ball's not on the cylinder at that point.
Right.
So that's a good clarification. And that's the one nice thing about being courtside and working with these guys for so many years. They're free to share some information that we can actually educate ourselves too.
And you're not afraid to ask either, Kevin.
No, the only way you learn.
You were the kid in elementary school that always had his hand up.
I was the annoying one, but we'll get into that later. Shigalemi with the basketball starting this second period with a 6-3 lead. As Chief said, Braves got a pin and the Seals got a decision in the first period. There's a block by Noggle. He'll pick it up. He'll go to Bastion. Bastion low box goes up short. George with the rebound, ripped out of his hands, and Seals Grove will get it. Pietzu with the foul line. Far side, Noggle. Now on the far wing, Bastion. Back to Noggle, baseline. Near side, three, and Paul Hamas shot no good, and Braves get the rebound. Here comes Leonard off the far wing, finds Dietrich, who gave it to him, threw it up there, no good. Loose ball.
And a foul.
And a foul indeed.
Well, Coach Ziegler's looking for a jump ball, but, you know, Mr. Jacoby was right there underneath the basket, and I'm sure that he probably saw Mason grab an arm.
I just don't, and I don't think there was quite enough control by either player to get the call. Still 6-3, 7-13 to go in a very defensive ball game. Noggle with the basketball. Noggle goes in. He finds Pietzu. Pietzu travels to the foul line. Far side, foul line extended. Now Pietzu will start in, jump, stop, and that's a travel. Drove in, jump, stop, travel.
Kevin, it's almost like some of the players for Seals Grove don't want to shoot the ball. I mean, you know, Luke twice there was wide open, and he put the ball on the floor. I don't know. I think if you get an open eight-footer in a game where nobody's really hitting much, you got to shoot.
2-2-1 press. Seals bring it across. The Braves bring it across. Turnaround jumper. Wilson with a good turnaround jumper. That was a good catch, turn, and shoot.
Yes, it was. That was executed very well by Brady.
That was about a five-footer, too. 8-3. Shikalimi on top.
Quick release. Far side. Get up and block it.
Far side, Bastion drives into a double team. Now he's in trouble. Paul Hamas now top of the key. Backs up, guarded by Fashaw. Braves go back to what looks like a man-to-man now. Top of the key, George, three, no good. Leonard chases it down. Leonard with a three on two. Leonard will go in. He will dish it off to Fashaw. Top of the key. Williams with it, rather. Williams drives in like Wilson and draws the foul.
Well, that time he was under control. I mean, there was a difference between him and Asher. Ryan went under control, and he bumped into Spencer George and picks up the foul.
62% free throw shooter is George, picks up his first. That's the team's fifth. First one on the way. That one good. By the way, the Braves with 16 fouls. Next one will be shooting for Seals Grove. Haddon will come back into the game for Paul Hamas as they get a little higher and taller.
Well, Kevin, there have been exactly three field goals scored in this game.
It's like the Jets and the Dolphins all over again. And that one breaks the field goal string. 6:05 to go here in the half. 10-3, Shikalimi on top. Seals with the basketball. They come up uncontested. A Noggle now, right side Haddon into George. George back outside, deep three, Noggle. Oh! Hit that one from the bridge in Seals Grove.
Well, he's been shooting very well. I wondered why he hasn't taken more shots. That was a nice shot from that. Oh, where's back? Oh, I thought it was back court.
No, he picked it up on the near side, but the tip now goes getting controlled by Bastion. Bastion inside, one-handing, leaning in, Noggle with the bucket. It's 10-6, and now Bill Ziegler wants a timeout.
10-8, Kev.
10-8, rather. Correct. Thank you.
And how quickly the game can change, all right? You get a nice three-point shot from Noggle. You make a mistake at half court. You lose the ball. Noggle's down there by himself. You get it. He makes the layup. So that's a five-point swing, Kevin. The Braves only up by two at this time.
10-8 with 5:29 to go here in the first half here at Shikalimi. This game originally scheduled for Seals Grove got bounced to Shikalimi due to some plumbing issues in Seals Grove tonight.
That means we'll just have to go down at the end of the month, Kevin.
That's right. And, yeah, they're going to play again in 2 weeks-ish.
I think the season's over by the first week in February.
It is really, it's like the second week where we're already looking at playoffs.
Finished on a Monday night with Southern Columbia here.
You are correct, Chief, as always.
Are you checking out the Penn State Indiana?
Actually, I was going to give an update on that, but things are running a little slow on the data side. Now in some trouble is Fashaw. He gets it out now to Moyer. Moyer to Williams. Williams running in, rolls it off the rim, can't get it to go down, and loses it out of bounds.
Well, Mason Dietrich caused that little diversion there. He gave a lot of pressure on Haddon from behind, and Blake just couldn't hold on to it. It rolled off his fingers out of bounds.
Williams looking to inbound, finds Moyer. Moyer has it slapped away by Bastion, gets it back. Far side now to Leonard. Near wing Williams. Give you an update on some NCAA scores in a moment. Three-pointer blocked by Haddon off Leonard. Leonard cannot throw that one up from there.
You got to have a quick release.
Haddon with the block will have the ball now. Goes into the corner now. Bastion, three, and that's what can't happen if you're a Shikellamy fan. Sealands Grove getting hot from outside the arc. They now regain the lead 11-10. Leonard with a basketball, bounces it to Williams. Williams down to Dietrich. Dietrich working around George. Goes up and draws the foul.
That's going to be three on Blake Haddon.
Get you updated at the half. It is Penn State 37, Indiana 26. And at the half, Loyola, Maryland leading Bucknell 31-25. Those are some games tonight. Bucknell on one of our sister stations, 100.9 The Valley this evening. Dietrich at the line, fires it up, and is good. That ties it at 11 as Johnny L. Bruno checks in for the X Factor. Both teams with six fouls will be shooting from here on out for the next 4:26. 11 all as Dietrich puts up the second one, no good. George with the rebound, all tied at 11.
Well, we wanted a competitive, interesting basketball game, and so far we have it, Kev.
On pace for 22, but, you know, George gets the feed from Haddon in the low box. Little high-low working well, and Sealands Grove with a two-point lead.
They've done that twice now. This time they did make the shot.
Dietrich on the far side goes long all the way over to Leonard. Leonard to Bruno. Bruno inside to Moyer, and another offensive foul for Moyer. That's going to be number three. And Wilson's going to have to come in.
I think you lower that shoulder, and you know, George was coming across.
I think you're right.
He was moving. I don't know, Kevin.
I think that's dropping of the shoulder is what did it.
But that could have went either way.
Yep. Bastion in the corner, now to the near wing to Haddon. Haddon between the circles. Lobs it up in for George. George hassled, and then Noggle gets the feed on the opposite side and puts it up and in. Now a four-point Sealands Grove lead, their largest of the night. Pass tipped by Bruno's pass tip. Now Leonard comes up with it. No look pass to Dietrich. Haddon makes the save to Bruno at the half-court line. Now to Dietrich, open three, got it! 15-14 with 3:20 to go as Dietrich hits a bomb from the corner, or from the wing.
You got to love Mr. Cool, Kevin. I mean, you knew he was going to shoot that right away, and that quick release, he gets it up and scores three.
George with a three-pointer near wing. That one no good. Good box out by Williams. Williams will drive it up. He'll look for Dietrich. Nope, he's going to go right to the bucket. No good. Rebound by George. George will find Noggle now. Sealands Grove with a one-point lead.
Ryan had Mason Dietrich in the corner for an open shot.
He did. I thought that's where he was going. Bastion, three. He's well short. Rebound by Bruno. Johnny L comes up. He's going to race everybody to the three-point line. Then finds Williams trailing. Noggle tips it into the hands of George.
You got to know where everybody's at, Kev.
Timeout, and a full timeout by Coach Kaiser now with three, make that 2:30 remaining here in the first period, first half of play. Sealands Grove leading at 15-14.
You know, Justin Kaiser, who's been the coach now for a couple of years, he has his brother Ryan Kaiser helping him on the bench too. So Ryan back in the area. And we all remember what a great athlete Ryan was at Sealands Grove, right. And then at Penn State. So, you know, played safety for the Nittany Lions.
Our public address announcer tonight has some ties in this gym. Downtown Matt Brown. Andrew Brown, right. I knew I was going to do that. We just call him Brownie. I don't think I've used his first name in years.
I have. I always called him Andrew. Never called him Andy.
No.
I know that.
No. 15-14, 2:30 remaining here in the half.
Well, Andrew does all the girls' public address announcing. So he had a great night last night as the Lady Braves beat the Seals Grove Seals for another win in Division One. They're 3-0 right now with wins over Lewisburg, Jersey Shore, and Seals Grove. And they've gotten their record, I think, back up to even, like at 5-5.
Trying to bounce back from a slow start this year.
Well, they played Southern, Central.
They didn't play a tough schedule.
Yeah.
The key, Cataldi firing that one up from somewhere around Freeburg. Haddon comes up with a loose ball, feeds it inside. Fighting his way in is Noggle, right side, right hand, right in.
Well, right now, Reese Noggle is a Brave killer.
Here comes Bruno with a basketball. Far side, Williams, three. No. Rebound by Dietrich. And a whistle with a minute 57 to go. Shikalimi down by three.
How many rebounds, how many offensive boards have the Braves gotten between Brady Wilson and Mason Dietrich? All
yeah.
right. And that is the third foul on Luke Piazza, right?
Piazza.
I always had trouble. His dad's the district attorney
yes.
in Snyder County.
And Dietrich comes up short. Bastion now and Swineford checking in. Coming out for the Seals will be Piazza and Haddon. Both teams now with 17 fouls.
Yeah, and three of them are Blake Haddon's and three of them are Luke.
It's a good point. Or Moyer.
Well, yeah.
Asher
right.
Moyer. That one's good. Now a two-point game at 17-15. Noggle, who had three dunks, including a one-hander against Jersey Shore. He's going to start in and then find Swineford to Barilero. Barilero tips it out, and they'll go to the near wing to Cataldi. Waving people around to the far side. Noggle now with the basketball via Swineford. That
nice
steal
defense.
Goes to Dietrich right in the passing lane. Dietrich all the way, no call. Puts it up again for the second time. No good. Swineford tied up by Wilson and a held ball.
Ryan Williams made that steal at the end. He jumped in front of Noggle and knocked the ball over to Mason Dietrich. And the Braves, with two good looks at the basket, just couldn't make it. Again, they're doing a heck of a job on the offensive boards.
Cataldi back into the game for Seals Grove as George will sit out for a little bit now. With the ball, Noggle. Noggle drives in over a double team, off the window and in.
He's taking control.
Big bucket by Reese Noggle.
He has 11 points here in this second quarter. He has been to Seals Grove's offense.
Cam Leonard bounces it
and almost
kicked
out.
Yeah. Noggle was thinking Dunkland again.
Well, the Braves have to, the Braves just, it seems like they've got to be aware of where people are. Seals doing a nice job of getting in all the passing lanes every time a Brave is dribbling the ball out front or on the side. So, they're playing great half-court defense.
Vashaw in for Bruno now for the Braves. 51 seconds to go, down by four. Williams has it, feeds it into Dietrich in the low box. Haddon is there to defend it, steals the ball away. 40 seconds left. Haddon on the right side goes to the low box, lays it up and in with a baseline move. And then it's 21-15, largest lead of the night for the Seals. Williams throws the ball to no man's land. Swineford with a whistle. Swineford picked the ball up in the middle of the court. And Dietrich will pick up the second foul and a 1-1 for Swineford, who's a 50% free throw shooter. And coming in for Seals Grove, Paul Hamus. For Bastion, Dietrich will come out and McAllister in for Shikalimi. First one by Swineford, no good. And he will not get another opportunity. Although Seals Grove almost saved that one twice. And Cataldi said, just slow down a little bit to Swineford. Braves will have the ball with 23.2 remaining, down 21-15.
And the Braves need a bucket here, Kevin.
Desperately. Vashaw back and forth as they cross the line with Leonard. Leonard double teamed, in trouble. Near side. The X Factor hits the three. No, missed it off the back iron. Wilson with the put back off the window.
Nice push off, too, Kevin.
I'll tell you what, I thought when Xavier had fired that one in, it was gone. Oh, big fadeaway by Noggle for the bucket, and that will do it. 23-17 with a last-second fadeaway by Reese Noggle, and the 6'3 junior gives Sealands Grove a 23-17 lead at the half. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
It started off rather slow with a 6-3 Shikellamy lead at the end of the first period. But Sealands Grove with 20 points in that second period, including big threes by Reese Noggle and by Gavin Bastion. And Noggle just took command of this game in the second period, Chief.
Well, the two people we expected to do a lot of the scoring did in the second quarter, but Noggle is the one that basically pulled the Seals ahead. He has 13 points in this quarter, and he's done it a couple of different ways. Most of them have been driving layups or a pass off of a steal. But he also hit that three to get things started. And, of course, Bastion is another tough athlete in there. He's got 6 points. So they've got 19 of the 23. The other baskets were made by Blake Haddon and Spencer George. The Braves are led by Mason Dietrich, who has a three, but he's also been on the foul line quite a bit. He has 7 points. Brady Wilson with 5. So, you know, here we go. 12 of their points are from the guys inside.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, again, the Braves having some difficulty shooting from the outside. They're also having difficulty getting their half-court offense to move.
It's not smooth.
No, it's not.
It's not smooth.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that every time a Brave gets the ball, they're being collapsed upon. And when you have a team that's bigger than you are at every position, it makes it that much more complicated to make those passes. I think Sealands Grove is doing a great job of getting out in the passing lanes. I mean, Blake Haddon's had his arms out there. He's like condor arms.
Yeah.
Right? Got him out there pretty far. They all have a pretty good wingspan, but they're moving their feet also. They're getting into position so that they can anticipate the pass and get there without reaching. So kudos to Sealands Grove's half-court defense. And, you know, Sealands Grove only had one situation there where they had some transition basket that came off of a steal, but they took advantage of it. The Braves have not. The Braves have had a couple of fast breaks and have not scored.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Chief, to me, one of the big things in this game is Mason Dietrich with the one big three-pointer, but really the only other points he's had have come from the line.
But it's not that he hasn't been inside, taking shots. He's physically getting hammered. I mean, sometimes there aren't fouls called, but you know, when you got big bodies against his frame, you're gonna have some contact. But he just keeps going after it. He doesn't let anything sway him from going in there and battling around. The same thing with Brady Wilson. Brady's got a little bit more meat on his bones, but he's also been in there battling. They just lack the height. That's the one thing. If either one of them were 6'3", 6'4", they would be dominating the offensive boards, and they're doing a good job as it is. On the defensive end, Seals Grove's not getting many second shots, you know, and those 11 points by Noggle were all one shot and in. There wasn't any rebound and put it back, and the Braves have done a nice job getting the defensive boards. They've also done a nice job of not letting Seals Grove get the ball inside to the big guys. I mean, Barilaro, all right, has been basically non-existent on the offensive end.
Yeah.
Although I will say this, I didn't count how many block shots Seals Grove had, but there's a pile of them.
It's close to double figures at this point. It really is. Well, Seals Grove and Shikellamy in a tight one for a while. Right now, a 6-point Seals Grove lead at the half, 23-17. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop in our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back to Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, or as I like to call it, the Phil. I think we should call it the Phil.
There's nothing wrong with that, Kevin. We'll have to call Liz and find out if it's okay with
her.
Would
she be all right with that?
She's the grand lady of wrestling, so we probably should ask her, all right?
That's true. She might actually be listening tonight even, so maybe we'll get word about that a little earlier. Well, again, lots of stuff going on tonight with teams of interest to folks in the region, including the Bucknell Bison on 100.9 The Valley and the Penn State Nittany Lions, which we are bouncing tonight for this game. No Steve Jones tonight and Dick Girardi, but they'll be back a little bit later on here in the coming days.
It's probably the only time we'd get bounced for Steve Jones and Dick Girardi.
Probably true. This is the only time we trump those two.
Two local yokels, all right? Take over 1070, all right? Take it away from Steve Jones.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That'd be something you could talk about on a Steve Jones show. Of course, he'll probably blame it on you.
Well, coming up on Saturday, we'll be back here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. 1:15 is our start for Milton and Shikellamy. Milton back in Division One now for basketball. So two games with the Black Panthers coming up here on WKOK in the coming weeks, including this Saturday. And midway through the second, Penn State leads Indiana 46-39. Early in the second, it is a little tighter between Loyola and Bucknell. Loyola, Maryland, leading Bucknell 33-29. That game on 100.9 The Valley tonight.
You know, Kev, my good friend Steve Angle invited me to go to the Palestra on Sunday. And, of course, I was pretty sick, and the game was at 6 o'clock, and we decided not to go. And, I don't think I'd have been very good company.
You would not have been comfortable because, from what I heard, it was very warm in the Palestra,
well,
too.
I watched it on TV on the Big Ten Network, and there was a lot of Penn State white. It was almost like a whiteout.
Oh, yeah.
And Penn State played very well in the first half, and they really didn't falter in the second, but Purdue just got a guy 7-4 that scores 31 points.
That's
so.
Just – I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I didn't realize he was 7-4.
I knew
he was that big, but I knew he was big, but I didn't realize he was 7-4.
Once his basketball career is over, he can probably be a double for anybody in the movies where they need to have a
Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's true. Penn State center from Europe is Chewbacca.
Yes.
What a great
That's a
job.
Great story.
Yep.
That's a great story. Steve said that to me one time. He goes, "Hey, I know Chewbacca." I'm like, "Can you get me his autograph?" Or at least a growl?
I don't know the young man's proper name.
I'm drawing a blank on it now, too.
If he just wrote Chewbacca, I'd be good with me, too.
Of course, I think Steve's seen one Star Wars movie, but that's a whole other topic. 15 seconds into this one, Shikellamy with the basketball, trailing at 23-17 as Williams goes around the right side, sets up for three, and that one, Noggle says no. And he put that one in the student section.
That has to be disheartening, Kevin.
He had a good look for about a blink of an eye.
Again, Seals Grove doing a nice job on their half-court defense, keeping the ball out of the paint, keeping the ball on the other side of the three-point line.
Dietrich, three-pointer, just a little long. Great rebound by Moyer. Dietrich fights his way in and will travel.
Yeah, he couldn't get the ball on the floor. That's a tough pass to catch. I mean, Asher has the ball. He just turns around and hands it to Mason as he's going towards the basket. There's a lot of traffic there. You know, the defense for Seals Grove gets their hand on the ball. You don't get the ball on the floor, you get called for walking.
Over to the left side now with the basketball. It's Bastion. Bastion, Haddon. And also there is Pietsu this time, along with Noggle and George. There's a three-pointer in front of the Seals Grove student section, and he bombed it in there.
Well, you take Noggle off of this team, and the Braves are up big. But they're not going to take Noggle off of this team.
Wilson with it. Wilson will try to get it inside to Dietrich. Can't do it. Has to go to Moyer. Moyer runs the baseline, reverses. Haddon pinned it up against the underneath of the basket.
This has the feelings of things getting out of hand for the Braves.
Yep.
Especially the way that Noggle's shooting.
Noggle kicks it back out. Pietsu three near wing. High out of the rafters. No good. Dietrich with the rebound. Dietrich clears out of the way. His defender. Now driving in is Leonard. Leonard to Noggle. Leonard to Dietrich. And then Moyer loses it out of bounds.
They push the ball where there's too many people. There's no space. And every time the ball gets thrown, it's hard for the person to see, and there's bodies around, and again, it's a turnover for the Braves.
How wide is the basketball?
You
need at least that much room.
But you stop and you take that shot like that. Nice block.
Oh, Wilson blocking Noggle from behind, and that went almost out the door.
If Noggle would have used his left hand, it wouldn't have got blocked. But who am I to tell him, Kevin?
He's having a night. Haddon gets the inbounds. He'll find George, then underneath the Noggle. Noggle loses it, gets it back, finds Bastion. Bastion swings around to the near side, attacking the basket to our left. Now here comes Haddon, and he passes to nowhere. He's looking for the whistle, not going to get it.
Well, Blake's a good talker. He likes to talk to the official all the time, Kevin. And he was.
He said,
"I got a finger in the eye. Did you see that? Sorry, son, I was watching the ball.
Sorry, didn't see that one." Here comes Williams. Williams down to Wilson. Back to Williams, far side, and Moyer went in. Williams thought he was staying out, and that ball hits the pads out of bounds.
Well, the Braves have had the ball on offense four times, and they've gotten one shot so far, Kevin. Every other time they've had a turnover.
26-17. Lead is now 9. That's the largest Seals Grove lead of the night with 5:30 to go. And there's Pietsu driving in. Moyer has it. Moyer doesn't like those one-on-two numbers. Finds Leonard trailing it. Leonard back out to Williams. Williams, top of the key now to Moyer. Back to Williams. Looked at a three, then came back with it as Haddon came out to defend. Dietrich says, "I'll take the top of the key three." Comes up short.
That's a good-looking shot.
It was.
Just on the front of the rim.
Rebound by Haddon. Haddon now will direct traffic.
At least that time they got a good look at the basket.
And now to the foul line, spins inside, and Leonard steals it in front of George. Now to Wilson. Wilson to Dietrich, to Moyer, too hard. Dietrich gets the putback and can't get it to go. Wilson with a fadeaway, that one's short. Loose ball picked up by George.
Three shots.
Wow.
And there's a timeout. I believe Sealensgrove took the timeout.
They did indeed. And no, I'm sorry. It is a Shikellamy timeout. 30, no, all right. I'm right the first time it was. I saw the official look over to the Shikellamy, but it was only to make sure he knew it was a 30.
So you were right, you were wrong,
and then I was right again. Yeah. I've been right, left, right a lot in my life.
Being the great conservative you are, though, I think you've always been to the right.
I'm stuck in the middle.
I'm like Steelers wheel. Again.
I'm like Steelers wheel.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers
to the right.
I always liked that was Sirkanish's theme
Mike
song.
Mike Sirkanish, yeah. 4:42 remaining here in the third, 26-17 in a rather entertaining but awkward game at the same
awkward
time.
Awkward is correct, you know.
Bietzu with the basketball now finds Haddon. They'll go over to Bastion, back to Haddon, back to Bastion. In the corner now, Cataldi. They'll come to the near wing, Bietzu. Braves matching up here a little bit. Driving in and then dishing it off. Cataldi now in front of the Seals bench. George inside, backs up to the foul line, loses a handle on the ball. I think he stepped on Williams, and then Seals get the ball back.
That's Noggle got that ball back, Kev. Noggle's back in the game.
Yeah. There's a three by Bastion. That one no good. Noggle tips it, and it goes into the hands of George, and I think Wilson's going to pick up the foul.
Williams.
Oh, it is going to be Williams. I didn't even see him in there. I'll be
honest with you. Yeah, he was trying to get that ball. Again, Noggle kept the ball alive, and the ball ended up in the paint. One of the Seals in the paint was trying to get it, and both Brady and Ryan were after it, and Ryan ended up fouling him.
Swineford, Barilero, and Cataldi into the game for Sealensgrove. Dietrich will come in for Shikellamy. Team foul number one on the Braves, and for Wilson, that will be...
No, Wilson didn't have a foul.
Oh, no, it was Williams that picked up his second.
Williams had picked up his second foul.
Here comes Noggle in, finds Barilero. They'll back out and go back onto the S of Shikellamy. Near side, Bastion. Still 26-9 in favor of the Braves. And driving in and drawing the foul is Fashaw.
Well, that time, Cataldi... He did a nice turnaround. He got an entrance pass off of the UCLA cut, and he went to shoot the ball, and Xavier fouled him. I think he had a lot of body on him.
Cataldi with two will get the first one. Cataldi coming in, a 44% free throw shooter, now double-digit lead of 10.
Again, we are halfway through this third quarter, and the Braves have not scored.
There's 11 now as the lead for the Seals with 3:30 to go. Here comes Leonard with the basketball in trouble in front of the Shikellamy bench. Finds Williams. Williams pass tipped, and it goes right into the table next to us and out of bounds off of Bastion.
Gavin Bastion doing his best job of sitting back and going after the pass on the sidelines, Kevin, and he almost got it, intercepted it.
Leonard makes a man miss for three, fires up one, no good. Put back by Fashaw, and he'll go to the line.
Well, that's nice. That helps.
Two in trouble.
Xavier Fashaw comes in from what we call the junk basketball side. The ball goes off on that side, gets it, puts it right back up, and he gets fouled. And that foul's on Tyler Swineford, his first.
Swineford will come out. Haddon will come in. Team foul number one on the Seals. And that will put Fashaw on the line. Xavier, a 57% free throw shooter. The lefty puts it up and missed it. Big rebound by Dietrich. Puts it back up. And
blocked by Haddon.
Haddon got a finger or two on that one.
Yes,
he gets
did.
The rebound. 9-point Sealensgrove lead. led by as many as 11 in this one with 3 minutes to go in the third. Bastion with it from the far side. Goes to the foul line, finds Haddon. Thinks about a three. Definitely had the mismatch there with Leonard, but didn't take it. Bastion now to the foul line. Haddon low box off the window and in. 30-19 with 2:40 remaining here in the third.
Blake did a nice job of leaving the low post, getting even lower, all right, and getting the excellent pass.
Near side, Leonard, corner three, short. Rebound, Dietrich. Dietrich fights it, gets it, finds Moyer. Back to Dietrich, near wing, three, no. Tip out. Out of bounds off of Cataldi, Shikellamy basketball.
Again, the Braves with two offensive boards, Kevin. They just
I don't know what the shooting percentage is for Shikellamy, but it's got to be around 30.
It's pretty poor. But they've been getting rebounds, and the problem is once you get a rebound inside, you got this height by Sealens Grove, and it's very difficult to get that ball back up on the board.
Wilson in the game for Shikellamy. George in the game for Sealens Grove. In the corner, Fashaw, head fake, takes two steps in, takes the jumper, no good. Rebound by George. George will find Noggle, and Noggle will slowly bring it up with a 30-19 lead with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the third. Noggle now in the corner, fired up for three. Cataldi, no good. Noggle with the putback. Didn't even come down. He just caught it in air and shot it in midair.
And he's got 18 right now, Kevin. 18 into 32.
That's really impressive. Averages 11 a game. Leonard now in some trouble. Forces his way into Wilson. Wilson into Dietrich. Fouled by Bastion in the low box.
One thing Sealens Grove does, Kevin, is they challenge everything. Every time the Braves have made a nice pass to an open person for a layup or a short shot, there's been a seal there to try to block it. In this case, Bastion picks up his first foul.
Dietrich at the line with a minute 37 to go and a 32-19 Sealens Grove lead. First one rolls around and down. Pietzer coming back in the game, and Paul Hamis, Bastion, and Haddon will sit out now. Back to Dietrich, trying to tighten this one up to 11 once again, and can't do it. Big rebound by Noggle again. Noggle into the corner. Cataldi pushes one up for three, no good. Rebound, George, tapped out of his hands by Fashaw. George gets it back, and a whistle underneath. I think Wilson tried to plead his case there to no avail. Two shots coming. Two shot foul.
But who's shooting? It should be Spencer George.
It is.
And what? Mason Dietrich.
So Dietrich,
number three.
Dietrich will pick up foul number three, team foul number two. And George at the line. George in and out, no good. Boy, that was three quarters of the way in the cylinder and rattled out.
Well, it didn't have much of an arc on it, Kevin, and it's been it hit the back of the rim and bounced back. That's a tough one to get in there. Sometimes you got to hit it just right.
Second one is up. That one no good. Dietrich with a rebound. Braves dodge one there with a minute 22 to go, down 12. This is a big minute 22. They need a point. They need points right here to cut this lead down to 10. And Wilson will drive in, gets the bucket, and goes to the line. That one will help out a lot with a minute 11 to go, and George picking up the foul.
It would really help now if Brady can complete the three-point play. Brady, that's his third jump shot basket tonight, Kevin, from about 4 or 5 feet out, and he's been making them tonight.
George will sit out now with his two fouls. Haddon will come back in. And now Wilson to the line, a 40% free throw shooter, missed one earlier. No, he got that one. That looked like it was going to roll off the front edge after it hit the back of the rim and it dropped in.
I thought it was going off the side too, Kev. A little half-court pressure here.
9-point lead, Pietzu to the near side. Now in the hands of Noggle. Noggle and Pietzu playing catch. Noggle going to line. Cataldi, far corner three. Ill-advised shot there.
Another rebound by Mason Dietrich.
Dietrich with a big one, yep. Really, they needed to play a little bit more conservative there on that one, I think, for Sealens Grove. Now the Braves have a great option. Wilson goes in. No good. Puts the second one up. Ripped out of his hands. Loose ball picked up by Cataldi. Now to Noggle. Noggle works his way in on Williams. Off the window. No good. Backside rebound on the floor. Fashaw lost it. Haddon fires it over the basket to the other side. And a bucket by Noggle and a going to the line.
I believe Brady Wilson pushed him when he was going up. Again, he did not come down. He went up, timed that just right as it came off the opposite side of where the basket was shot by Haddon. And he put it right in. So
second foul on Wilson now will send Noggle to the line. Noggle, a 73% free throw shooter, best on the team. And nothing but net.
21.
Blackjack.
21 of the 35, Kevin.
35-23, back to a 12-point lead. Here comes Dietrich, drives all the way in, goes up underneath, around Haddon, no good. Loose ball picked up by Haddon, deals it down to Cataldi, and fires it across to Noggle, who puts it up and in. And that will do it, and boy, the last minute I said was big in this one, and it really turned big for the Seals. Their largest lead of the night, 37-23 over Shikellamy. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
Chief has the stat of the day here on WKOK.
Shikellamy 23, Reese Noggle 23. He has 23 of the 37 Seals points. He has scored as many as the entire Shikellamy team has in three quarters.
And that is your stat of the day. Bastion with a running one-hander short. Guess who had the putback? Noggle. Bang. 39-23, Seals with their largest lead of the night.
Now he has outscored the Braves.
Here comes Williams. Williams runs into Paul Hamus. Out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
Paul Hamus with the block.
Leonard now has the ball as McAllister steps out. Fashaw now will step out as well. Braves with their starting five. Williams, after Paul Hamus almost stole that pass and tipped it all the way into his own hands. Moyer to the far side. Now to Williams, attacking the basket to our right. Foul line jumper blocked by Haddon for Wilson. He'll pick up the loose ball. Yet another block by this Seals defense. And that one almost a travel there by Pietsu. Loose ball picked up by Williams. Williams finding Dietrich. Dietrich goes up, missed the shot. Missed an opportunity on the rebound. Haddon will come up with it. He has a three on two. Williams picks his pocket. Williams blocked out of bounds by Noggle.
I think it was on three. Piazza, he's the one that blocked the shot, and he got the foul.
I actually thought Noggle blocked it and Pietsu hit him, in the process of blocking.
Well, you could be right. My eyes are not like they used to be. But anyway, that's Luke's fourth foul.
That'll put Williams to the line and miss the first one. Boy, this has been a game of missed opportunities for Shikellamy. And Selinsgrove Grove has taken advantage of everything. Barilero,
you know,
back in the game.
Even when the Braves are getting a fast break, they seem to be out of control. And the shots have been thrown up on the backboard and are coming off the front of the rim. Nothing seems to be solid tonight.
Second one is good. 39-24. as Pietzu make that Noggle outscores the Braves. George has it, crosses the line now into a double team. Uh-oh. Wide open three, and that's a rare miss from Noggle, but it bounces in. Ho, 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 ho. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, Chief, and right now he's both.
28 points, Kevin.
Dietrich, three, aired it out. They'll call it a pass to Moyer underneath the basket, and Moyer will put it up and in. 42-26 with under 6:20 left in this one. Braves in a 1-2-2 defense now as Bastion comes up. Pass tipped, Haddon comes up with it. Over to the far side, Barilero will drive in the baseline, and Dietrich went for the ball and got a little bit of the hand on the way. That'll put Barilero on the line, and he missed an opportunity from earlier this afternoon, or earlier this evening as well. Matter of fact, he's 0 for 2 from the line.
Well, Mason, that's tough to stop a guy coming in from the baseline as he makes the first foul shot. Tried to get up as high as a 6'7 guy, and when you do that, you're going to get a lot of body on him.
Cataldi coming into the game. Also joining him is Swineford. Second one by Barilero is no good. And Dietrich fights Swineford for the rebound. Here comes Leonard. Braves trailing at 43-26, under six to go. Offensive foul against Leonard.
Sealensgrove doing a really nice job of when there's contact down low going back. Whether it's that hard of a foul or not, but they're getting the call every time. Twice on Asher Moyer, and this time on Cam Leonard.
And that's team foul number six for the Braves. All alone under the basket, Haddon with a two-hand jam. 43-26. Sealensgrove with the lead. Here comes Williams, pocket picked. Moyer comes up with it, drives in, a foul on his drive. And this one's going to be on Barilero. That will be number two and team foul number five. 5:30 remaining in this one. There's Leonard with the inbound. Leonard starts in, working on Barilero. That number doesn't work. Moyer kicks it out. Now corner three, Leonard no good. Cataldi with a rebound. 45-26, a 19-point Sealensgrove lead. Feed underneath, short for Barilero. Picked up on the deep rebound by Dietrich. Williams goes up, no whistle there. Lost it on there, didn't get the shot. Haddon with the rebound. Haddon will have it sent across to Cataldi. They'll swing it around to Bastion on the far corner, and Coach Kaiser said slow it down a little bit. Haddon now with a head fake on three, goes top of the key now to Cataldi. Back to Haddon on the far side. 4:40 remaining in this one. 45-26, Sealensgrove in command. Here comes Bastion, back to Haddon. And a foul on Leonard, and that kind of looked a little bit like a frustration type thing of the entire night, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, and I'm sure everybody in the stands knows what you mean, Kevin.
The frustration of an entire night there.
You might even feel that frustration over the radio waves.
Seals will bring George back in, and also Noggle. Barilero will come out, and so will Bastion, and Haddon will come to the line. Haddon, a 57% free throw shooter, his first trip to the line, and hits all the rim in the back and drops it in.
Blake with seven, including that monster two-handed jam. I'm sure Mom and Dad were happy to see that one.
No question.
As were the entire Sealensgrove student body.
Makes second one good. 47-26, 4:25 remaining in this one. Over to the right side, Williams bounces it into Dietrich. Dietrich down, double team and a foul. I think this one might be on Swineford.
I think you're right.
47-26, a 21-point lead. You could say that right now, Sealands Grove leads by blackjack. And that one now drops it to 20. 47-27, 4:18 to go in this one. The lowest scoring output for the Braves happened on the road at Central Mountain in a mercy rule game of 36. It actually tied their second game of the year against Hughesville at 36. Right now they're at 28 with 4:13 to go in this one. And Wilson will foul. That would look like another frustration foul.
Well, Reese Noggle has 28 points also, Kevin. So, again, he has tied the Braves.
He has tied Shikalimi. Yeah. That'll put Cataldi up on the line now after the foul on his third for Wilson. That one no good. Rebound by Moyer. Now Williams will have it. Williams will come to the near side to Moyer. Moyer at the foul line starts. He will get it outside to Williams. Williams down to Leonard. Leonard puts it on the floor, drives in, off the window and in. And Leonard with a bucket. And that's his first?
No, he has his three.
Oh, that's right. He had the first.
It's one of the first times Cam has gone to his right. Okay, and it worked.
Haddon has it tipped away by Moyer into the hands of Williams. Three on one, and Williams went for Mason Dietrich, and he went too far. Pietsu now checking in along with Gabe Balhamis for the Seals. 47-30 with 3:34 to go in this one, and Swineford ready to inbound. And we'll now bring him back in. Looks like coming out of this one will be Noggle as well. So it'll be Balhamis, Swineford, Pietsu, Haddon, and George. And a steal by Moyer, and Haddon will pick up a foul. Send Moyer to the line for a 1-1.
I agree with Blake. I didn't see the foul there.
Me? Was that me?
I mean, he turned around. Asher Moyer grabbed the ball, and Asher stepped away, and they called a foul, and that's his third.
That'll send Asher to the line for the second time tonight. Missed two earlier. That one is good. 47-31, 3:27 to go. Is there time? Yes. Do the Braves need some opportunities? Yes. Do they need a little bit of luck? Most definitely.
They just need to get a higher shooting percentage, Kevin.
Well, unfortunately for the Braves, Noggle's back in the game. Second one, no good. Haddon gets the rebound. Tipped out of his hands, though, and into the hands of Noggle. Balhamis now finds Haddon in the middle. Haddon will look, and they'll get it to Balhamis on the near wing. Three, bang! 50-31 with three to go in this one. Williams now over to the right side on the right wing. He wants a three. Missed everything, overshot it all. Right there to defend was Noggle, and I think that had a lot to do with why that was an air ball. Fisher coming in for Shikalimi. They'll come in now for Wilson.
Well, Logan's a good three-point shooter. He might lose a little step on defense, but he's a smart player. He knows where he's supposed to be.
George on the far side sends it underneath to number three, and that's Luke Pietsu who comes in and makes the bucket after Moyer went diving for that one. 52-31, back to a 21-point lead. Fisher with it, now gives it off to Dietrich. Dietrich down to Moyer. Moyer backs up on George, lost the ball, got it back. Leonard, top of the key, gets a screen, goes to Moyer. Moyer to the bucket, rattles around and down. 52-33 with 2:15 to go in this one.
Nice pass by Cam, nice little pick and roll there, and Asher finishes it.
George on the far corner takes a long two. That one no good. Moyer tips it around with Haddon into Williams' hands. Williams finds Leonard. Leonard near wing. Leonard starts in, finds Williams, back to Leonard. They'll spin to the inside of the low box. In and out, no good. All blue shirts underneath Pietsu with it.
He'll find Noggle. Noggle to Haddon. Haddon behind the back pass fires it up for Noggle. Noggle loses it out of bounds. And now wholesale changes.
Actually, the Braves. It's again the Braves knocked it out, Kevin. So it's going to be Sealance Grove ball.
So now the Braves will change it up with Micah Moyer, McAllister in the game as well, and Johnny Albruno. And then also for the Seals will be Camden Smith. And joining him in the game will be Darrell Shaw. Williams tries to steal and knocks it out of bounds. 1:35 remaining in this one, and the fans starting to filter their way out of the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. Shaw with the basketball now. We'll find Paul Hamus. Paul Hamus over to the right side now. We'll find Smith. And that pass to the near side, stolen by Williams. Williams will give it off to Fisher. Back to Williams. Williams on the top of the key, now to the foul line. Spins to the inside, off the window and in. 52-35. Sealands Grove with the lead and a minute remaining in this one.
Nice spin move by Ryan to get that bucket.
Cataldi with the basketball now. We'll give it away to Paul Hamus. Back to Cataldi in the near corner, under a minute to go. Feed inside to Smith. Loses it with Fisher stealing it away. Now to Williams with 44 seconds to go. Williams will bring it up. Williams will sit in there and go to Bruno. Bruno, near wing three, in and out, no good. Micah Moyer with a rebound for the Braves. Now to Fisher in the corner with 28 seconds to go. On the far side, it is Fisher driving in. Now finds Bruno. Bruno goes to the bucket hard. No good. Fight for the rebound by two Seals, and Swineford comes up with it with 15 seconds left. Moving up with the basketball is Cataldi. The Seal or the Braves will back it off. And the Seals will improve to 8-5 on the season with a 52-35 win over the Shikellamy Braves. We'll wrap this one up when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
Once again, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation are honoring area high school seniors as outstanding young Americans. These students have excelled in many areas in both the classroom and their communities. Congratulations to Sun Area Technical School's Faley Showers, Lillian Rees of Northumberland Christian School, Mifflinburg Area High School senior Maria DeRupp, and McKenna Parker of Sealands Grove Area High School. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation would also like to mention these students, who, like the group just named, have been lauded as outstanding young Americans. Midwest High School senior Nathaniel Leitzel, Reagan West of Shikellamy High School, Lewisburg Area High School senior Sophia Martin, and Taylor Rothermel from Line Mountain High School. Here is a sincere wish for all the best in the future from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, including News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mm-hmm. 52-35, Sealands Grove defeats Shikellamy in round one of this matchup, which could happen really three times this year, maybe, if the Braves can find a way to get that three seed and Sealands Grove stays locked in the two seed the way they are now. Could be a meeting in Sealands Grove within 2 or 3 weeks of each other. Of course, this one originally was supposed to be a Sealands Grove home game. due to some plumbing issues at Sealands Grove, swapped it out. It is now a Shikellamy home game. So on the I think it's the 27th, the Braves will be on the road to Sealands Grove. But really, the Braves had no answers whatsoever Reese Snoggle
took over the game in the second quarter, all right, with 13 points. He hit a three, but then he just did it by excellent taking the ball to the basket, making some inside shots, and then he just continued it into the third quarter as he scored another 8 points. So he finished the game with 28 of those 52 points, Kevin. So he had a heck of a game. I think this is like his third or fourth game in the 20s. He's the real deal. He's the legitimate scorer for this team.
I think the thing that amazes me the most is he was shut out in the first quarter, scored those 28 in the last three.
He didn't even try to score.
I mean, it's almost just unreal.
It's almost like something clicked, and the next thing you know, he's just looking to score all the time, and he did.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game here tonight. 52-35, the win for the Seals. And as we were just talking, really, Reese Noggle, what was it that changed in the way his play was in the second, third, and fourth quarter from what you were doing?
Well, we changed defenses. The second half, we got down by like nine, so we had to get out of our zone and play a little bit more man, and that's kind of when he took over a little bit, you know. He's 6'3 and can handle the ball. He reminds me a lot of Johnny Pfeiffer. And, we just didn't have a match for him tonight.
You know, it looked as if, too, there were opportunities in this game, but for some reason just could not find a good shot and get it to drop.
No, we were, you know, we didn't execute our game plan well at all. You know, you and I were talking before the game that we can't take the first available shot. There's no shot clock. We need to be more patient. And as soon as they sped us up, we got out of control a couple times, and then the lead went from 7 to 15, and then the thing started to roll.
I thought the kids, again, battled hard on the boards. And unfortunately, when you're 6 foot and you get a rebound, offensive rebound, you got a lot of big guys around you. So, and it seemed a lot of times that even those shots seemed to be out of control, but I think that was because of the pressure that the defense was on. But I thought they did a good job rebounding.
Yeah, I mean, we're battling hard. You know, we're going to be undersized in every game we play, really, other than Midwest. And, we just got to get better at, trying to finish shots over guys much taller than us.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll see you on Saturday afternoon against Milton here in the Fieldhouse.
Thank you. All right,
thanks, Billy.
Bill Ziegler joining us on the post game after a 52-35 loss to the Sealands Grove Seals. Again, really, this game was a slow starter, 6-3 in the first period, and then after that, Reese Noggle just took over with a game-high 28, and I'm going to check with Ray Moyer here in just a second and see, is 28 a career high for Reese? Ray Moyer does our broadcasts on the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel. Of course, has also been a part of Seals basketball for years as the head coach and has his roots here in Sunbury as well. 28 is a career high? Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's what I thought. So a career high in three periods. What really stands out.
He sat down a lot of the fourth quarter, too, right, Kevin. At one point, he was beating the Braves himself 28-26.
That's a good point.
I hate to say that, but that really...
But that's realistically what it is.
Realistically, it is.
So the Braves are going to try and rebound and bounce back, now falling to 4-8 on the season, 0-3 in conference play. Now, at 0-3, it is a very uphill battle for the conference. Now you have to think seeding. You don't want to be a 4 seed, and you don't want to fall out of the playoffs and be the number 5 team. They take the top 4 right now. The Braves are sitting in that 4 slot at the moment with Belfont in the 3 and Belfont coming up here in the Fieldhouse in about 3 weeks now in February. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap things up.
Well, they need to come back on Saturday afternoon and beat Milton, and they can do that. Milton's got some good athletes, Nate Minium, one of them, all right, and they're a pretty good basketball team. But again, you know, the Braves are in this game until Noggle took over. And I think Coach explained a lot that they had to change their defense. And when they went from zone to man, that kind of left Noggle's athleticism open his game up. And he sure opened it up to the tune of 28.
Well, that's the wrap-up in this one. We'll be back with you on Saturday. Once again, the final score, it was Seals Grove 52, Shikellamy 35. The Seals improved to 8-5 overall. Braves fall to 4-8. Again, next Saturday afternoon here about 1:15, tip-off for 1:30 between the Seals and the Milton Black Panthers. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK, a WKOK Sports presentation. We'll be right back.